Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
Who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello. So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
All right, Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Tate.
This is who?
Tate. T-A-T-E.
Oh, Tate. Okay, like tater tot.
Yeah, actually, that's what my grandma used to call me, so yeah.
Okay. All right, so what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday there, Tate?
I have a girlfriend, Hannah. She nannies for this super rich family, and she's over their house a lot. And so she's like kind of like a member of their family, basically.
Okay. And now, is she a live-in nanny? Like, does she live over there?
Well, she has a guest room at their house, but she doesn't live there.
Okay. So she has a guest room.
Well, this house is huge. There's like a ton of guest rooms, trust me.
Okay. I got you. So continue.
So anyway, I was kind of hoping that I'd get to see her during the holiday break, but the family she worked for decided that they were going to take her on vacation to Colorado for 2 weeks, and they asked her to come, so she went.
Oh, wow, that stinks. So you didn't even get to see your girlfriend on Christmas?
Not on Christmas, but when she got back, we had, like, our Christmas. So it was cool.
Okay. Plus, I'm sure she made some extra money working over the holiday, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I didn't really ask, but I guess, okay, so let me get into the whole problem. So the family that she works for, the dad's name is Dan. And I know this is going to sound kind of crazy, but I've always felt like the dad sort of had a crush on her.
That's kind of gross. Although, it's not really that surprising, right? I mean, rich dad has a crush on the hot nanny.
Well, so here's the problem. So after she got back from their little family vacation, she's been acting really different.
Okay. Different, like how?
So I guess the best way to explain it would be like she's trying to keep a secret kind of way. Like, she's been really distant when we're together. She's been getting into these text conversations while we're hanging out that seem to go on for like an hour. And she's been taking phone calls in private. Like, she'll answer the phone and then she'll just casually walk outside, or if we're at my apartment, she'll just walk out onto my balcony, even if it's like 40 degrees outside or whatever.
So, have you asked her what these private conversations are about?
Yeah, she said one was for possibly another nanny job. Another was that she was just taking a call with her friend who was going through a breakup.
Okay. And do you believe her?
I mean, I don't know, man.
Well, okay, what do you think is going on?
Personally, I think something happened on this family trip that she's not telling me.
Okay. And when you say something, you mean something between her and the dad?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, like I said, it's not the craziest, most unbelievable plot ever conceived, right? Rich dad messes with the hot nanny. I take it Hannah is attractive?
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
Okay. How old is she?
23.
Okay. So she is a consenting adult then?
Yeah.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, how certain of you are you about this theory? Like, would you bet $1,000 on it?
I don't know, man. I can't figure out if she messed around with the Dan guy, or maybe he just tried to, but she said no. Like, I'm not sure.
Okay, but you think something happened?
The way she's acting, yeah, I feel like she's trying to hide something.
Okay, and I take it you have not broached this topic with her yet?
No, like I said, I already tease her so much about it. I didn't want to upset her. Plus, I don't, like, want her to think I'm snooping around.
Okay, but you would feel better knowing the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, Tater Tot, consider it done. We'll get right to work for you. Now, we're going to need Hannah's phone number. So I'm gonna have you sit tight and I'll have you give it to Shag, okay?
Okay, what are you guys going to do?
Well, I'll tell you what, sit tight and I'll tell you during the commercial break. And then when we come back, you will get your answer, okay?
Okay.
Let's see if we can trick her into admitting something. Maybe if we say that he already did. That's what we're going to try.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Hannah, please?
This is Hannah.
Hannah, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show, Nick and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
Hi. Oh, wow. I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. How was your holiday, okay?
Yeah, it was great. How was yours?
Just fine. So, listen, we're calling you this morning for a very specific reason.
Okay.
So we were doing a segment this morning, and we were taking calls and stuff about what was the biggest mistake you made over the holiday break. And we got a call from Dan. I guess you work for his family. He said you helped take care of his kids for him and his wife.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's true?
Yeah.
Okay. So he sort of told us about something that happened while you guys were all vacationing in Colorado. Do you kind of know what I'm referring to?
Maybe. What did he say?
Well, he told us, you know, basically the story of what happened, and then he said that he's worried that he might have made things more complicated for you, and if he did, he feels really bad. To be honest, I kind of can kind of understand where he's coming from with everything that happened, but I think basically he was trying to apologize if things are a little more crazy for you now. Would you say that things are a little more complicated now?
I mean, I wouldn't say complicated. I would say they're just kind of weird now.
Yeah.
But I'm out of a job.
Because of what happened?
Yeah. I mean, I'm already started looking for new nanny jobs for a different family.
Okay. So listen, we've already heard his side of this story. Tell us what happened in your words, because he may have only told us his version of all this.
You want me to tell you everything that happened?
Well, what we want is your side of the story. Like I said, he already told us everything, but we haven't heard it from your perspective.
Okay. Well, they told me after Thanksgiving that they wanted to take a 2-week trip to go skiing in Colorado. And they asked me if I would come, you know, take care of the kids so they could have some alone time while they're on vacation. So I said, sure.
Okay.
So everything was going great. But the last night when we were there, his wife, Jean, asked me if I wanted to hang out in the hot tub with her and have some drinks. I didn't, like, think too much of it. So I, you know, changed, got in the hot tub, and it was just me and her for a while. But after 20 minutes, Dan got in, too. So that's when things started to get a little, well, very weird.
Okay. So what happened, like, in your version of the story?
Okay. So after Dan got in, I started to get out so they could be alone. And Jean was like, no, don't leave, stay. It's our last night. Let's celebrate. So I stayed a little longer, and they started passing around all this alcohol to drink. And then Jean comes over and sits next to me and says, do you want to help me with Dan's Christmas gift this year? And I'm like, okay, what did you get him? And she takes her bikini top off and goes, well, basically, I got him us in a hot tub.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I was like, I was like, I should really go. And she was like, no, don't stay. Hang out. And I was like, okay, well, let me, like, use the restroom first. And I grabbed my towel, and I just went straight back to my room, locked the door, and went to sleep.
Wow. Holy crap. How awkward. So it wasn't the dad who initiated anything then. It was his wife.
No, it was Jean, the wife.
Okay. So she basically said, hey, want to have fun with my husband and me in this hot tub?
She didn't say it exactly like that, but it's pretty obvious what she meant.
Okay. And you got the hell out of there.
Yeah. I felt so
wow. So now where does that leave you with these people? Like, are you still working for them?
No. I said I wouldn't feel comfortable, you know, coming back again, and now they won't stop calling me to apologize. They're both like, we're so sorry, we had too much drink, and that's all.
Yeah, but that would be too weird for you.
Yeah, just way too weird.
Yeah.
So if you know anyone who needs a nanny, let me know.
Okay, so, yeah, well, not only do you have references, you have references that can prove that you are not the nanny who has the affair with the husband.
Yeah. I'm not going to bring that drama to my life right now. I have a boyfriend, so I'm good.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm sure your boyfriend would be glad to hear it, too.
Yeah. Oh, he would totally flip out if he knew any of this. I haven't even told him yet.
Well, I guess it's a good thing he doesn't know then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.